Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this November 10th, 2022, 10:30 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here, and I am joined by one of our favorite people, Kayla Romblansky. Oh, wait, Romblansky? Am I say that right?
Rumbalski.
Rumbalski. I knew I got it wrong.
Those crazy Polish last names.
It's a good one, though. Yeah. Just if it ends in ski, you know, you just get to the ski part, right?
Yeah, exactly.
She is the community development educator with UW Extension. We always enjoy talking with you, Kayla, and especially when we can dive into a topic that we just do not get to talk about nearly enough. I feel like we could have you on once a week and we still wouldn't be able to cover everything.
Yeah.
We're talking child care, and we're talking specifically child care in Wood County.
Yes.
I think that as we conversate here, Kayla, things might go a little national when we touch on statistics and some things, but it comes right back to local, and it comes right back to the Wood County end of things when with this subject. It's such a big one. First, before we dive into it, how you been? How you been holding up, Kayla? How are things going?
Good, good. I am in my, I think, fourth month now with Extension.
Okay.
The time has flown, and I've been fortunate to be involved in some really cool initiatives and projects. Science by the River is what we last talked about.
That was fun.
So that wrapped up last month and was a great success. The weather was a little... I wish we had today's weather in October. Yeah. That would have been nice.
We'll try to get Mother Nature a note on that next year and everything.
I got to communicate that to her. But yeah, doing well. Thank you.
And as I mentioned, Kayla is the community development educator. That covers a lot.
It does.
There's a lot to be covered under something like that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, as far as importance goes or anything, I'll never try to rank any of these things, but I got to say, childcare is way up there.
It is.
I will say that on a positive note, every representative I have on the air, I bring this and water quality up. It's two things that even if it isn't in the conversation, I'll find a way to shoehorn it in and bring it up.
Right.
And every one of our representatives do realize this is an issue, especially our local ones. Everybody from Katrina Shanklin to Scott Krug, anybody I talk to, this is something that it's on their notes. It's something that they realize. But it's something that... I more have a concern with society, with our community, with not our specific community and specifically Wood County, just in general, the topic of childcare seems to get lost.
Right.
Representatives are often in any politician, they're gonna go where we want them to. If they see statistically this is a concern to us, they're going to address that said concern. We've just seen this in the last 3-4 months with the political season we were in.
Exactly.
Child care needs to be something that we are rallying behind more and more. And it's something that we need more people like myself talking about. And my kids are in their 20s. They don't even need child care anymore or anything. They may need it for their kids, but I don't need it for them, you know, that kind of thing. They would get very mad at me if I tried to get them child care right now. What are you doing? People like myself that don't really have a fighter in the fight here, but I know how important it is.
Right.
I understand that we are all connected, that everything is connected, that, you know, Kayla will be the first to tell you this, and I did the homework this week. The children are the future. They are going to be running things.
Exactly.
It is very important we take care of our youth, and
we
help them. Now, you do that from the dawn, that from the moment they're born, really, and that comes to childcare, and that comes to... parents being able to go to work, parents being able to do these things so that the children are, and knowing that the kids are taken care of and all of that.
And there are so many studies of brain development, you know, aside from the child care issue, so many studies of brain development and early youth development that show that birth to 3 is a critical, critical time in a child's life. And so as we think about child care, you know, primarily we're thinking about infancy to up to 12 years of age, but really the preschool ages are super important, and I think that gets to the heart of this issue, is that it's easy when you have young children and you're struggling and you're in it, it definitely is a really core issue in your life and in your budget, but it's easy to overlook once your kids are older and you're no longer, you know, struggling with trying to figure out how you're going to care for your kids.
I remember when I first moved up here, seeing wildlife really in person for the first time, and you know, seeing squirrels and things like that, and learning about hibernation, and thinking, well, how is that... How is that little animal going to have enough food for all of winter? How does it do that? How can it possibly accomplish something like that? And it grabs one nut at a time. It does one thing at a time. It breaks it down. And I understand when it comes to subjects like this, like childcare and other things, they seem so daunting. How we fix something like this? How it's so big. It's got so many, this problem, that thing going on. Well, one thing the Child Care Task Force has been working on is a six-strategy solution accompanied by funding requests. So I think that what's going on with this right here is really how the best process I've seen so far of how to fix this, or at least make it an improvement on it.
We're hoping so. Yeah.
Can we dive into what that is?
Of course. So we, and when I say we, I really want to be clear that this is not just Extension. This is not just Kayla. This is a group of collaborators mm-hmm. and of community organizations who are focused on this issue. And it actually predates my being hired. I was fortunate to just walk into it and help to coordinate the effort, but this work has started long before I came on board. So the Wood County Child Care Task Force is made up of 13 different organizations across our community. It encompasses local nonprofits, education, as well as some child care providers and Wood County Health. So all of many of the key stakeholders in mm-hmm. this child care crisis. And what we're looking at is really the fact that Wood County and Central Wisconsin and the state and the nation as a whole, when it comes to child care, are in a bit of a crisis. It was a crisis before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. The pandemic escalated it and made mm-hmm. it worse. This child care task force was formed as a way to address this issue and to think about what are some solutions. So again, made up of subject matter experts from across industries, and we've identified really six strategies that could make a dent. And looking at it as a holistic issue. So mm-hmm. Child care, I think, you know, it's big. We talked about how broad it is and how it's a big topic. I think it breaks down, the crisis itself breaks down into three areas. So it's access to childcare, it's affordability of childcare. And when I say access, I mean even just being able to find it.
Right.
One of the stats that kind of floors me is that there is one provider in Wood County that has 160 children on their waiting list. Jeez. 160 children that are waiting for childcare.
Huh.
And we're talking about, you know, very young children. So theoretically, if they're on a list for 2 to 3 years, 3 to 4 years, by the time that they are able to access that childcare, they're going to be school aged.
Right.
And so that is, in itself, is an issue.
Uh-huh.
Being able to afford childcare is a huge issue for families. And then also being able to pay workers in childcare enough that they find it worthwhile.
Right.
That kind of three-part issue is what the six strategies are focused on.
If I can just add to that really quick, in Wisconsin, the average monthly price of full-time childcare is $915 per child in childcare. That's 53% of the household income for a family of three earning $20,000 a year and over that. In Wisconsin, a family of three with one child earning 25% of FPL, that pays $213% of their household income for child care.
Yeah.
And these are the most recent statistics, came out in September. So it's right, you know, this isn't a pre-pandemic or anything like that.
This is now,
right, yeah, right here,
now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Speaking to the urgency needed to this cause, to this. And this should not be something, just for a second here, just speaking for myself. This is not something that we should be needing to do this. You shouldn't even need to be here, Kayla, to talk about this.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that we should not have to, as a society, be like, hey, you guys need to work on this. Hey, we need to focus on this. It involves kids. Like, we have no problem getting bent out of shape and losing our minds over what kids might be learning in school or telling a woman what to do with her body or these kind of things. But once the kid's out and out, well, then we don't care. Then it doesn't matter. Once the kid's living and all that and bopping around on their own, well, then we don't give a darn. No, we're not going to put money in education or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, That needs to, that needs a real shift in it right there alone. But that's a society thing.
Right. We'll get to that. We could talk about that for a long time.
We're going to be able to fix that one, I don't think, Kayla.
No, maybe not so much.
Maybe in the break, next break. Maybe we'll get to it then, or the next time we get together. But for this time, let's focus on some of the things that you've been touching on there and this six strategy solution.
Yeah.
So you kind of touched on the need for it and the reasons for the need for it and how you guys are going about doing this. What are some other aspects of it that maybe aren't common knowledge to people, what we're feeling this and how we're feeling this in Central Wisconsin, Wood County, kind of that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. So we, the Child Care Task Force, when it was convened and decided to, you know, go after this issue, the first thing that we realized is that we need data to support our initiatives, and also we need data to determine, is this really an issue in Wood County?
Right.
So there was a survey that was sent out to both parents and child care providers in Wood County, and based on that, you know, I mentioned earlier the lack of access to child care, not being able to find child care providers. One statistic that came as a result of the surveying that we did is that in 2012, so 10 years ago, there were 145 providers. Hmm. Right now, in 2022, there are only 58. So that is a 60% drop in providers in just 10 years.
Wow.
And that is licensed child care providers. So I think that really speaks to some of the challenges that those child care providers have encountered when it comes to workforce, when it comes to just the legality of operating a child care center, all of the additional overhead that's required. Individuals who are running centers or operating child care centers are choosing to go in a different direction because it's just not sustainable.
Yeah.
And that is putting pressure then on Wood County families to be able to find child care. It has become customary that if you find out that you're pregnant and you know you're going to need child care, you book that child care immediately so that you have an extra 9 months to get on that waiting list, which is just crazy to think about.
Yeah.
As a first-time parent, particularly, I think back to, I have young kids, and I think back to my time as a first-time parent. When I found out I was pregnant, I was not worried about who was going to provide child care after the child was born. I was more worried about, okay, how do I get through the next 9 months? And
I appreciate you sharing that part of it. Mm-hmm. That's something that many of us, even with kids, don't realize, especially for a woman, especially for a young mom or anything. You've got enough stresses going on with your body, let alone in your mind, and you're worrying about your kid and all that stuff. Adding child care concerns on top of all of that is not healthy. It's not going to, there's no good outcome from that.
Right.
We're speaking with Kayla again from Community Development Educator with UW Extension. What we'll do right now, we'll take a quick break, Kayla. We'll come back and dive right back into this here on Morning Magazine on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine here for this November 10th, 2022. You have your host, James J. here, 10:45 on the clock, and we're speaking with Kayla from the Community Development Educator with UW Extension. And again, thanks for joining us, Kayla. I appreciate the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me, James.
We were getting into a child care and talking about it specifically here in Wood County and got into the task force having some strategies, and in particular, six strategies to address this challenge. Want to kick up there? Want to start right there with that?
Yeah, of course. So the task force really looked at this as, again, that three-part issue of workforce, of accessibility, and of funding and affordability.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a couple of, there are six identified strategies that the experts around this issue have come up with to really just try to make a dent in this issue in Wood County. So they target each of those different areas. So the first is recruiting new and upskilling current early childhood teachers with financial support for their education and training. And so this is, you know, looking at the industry and wanting to make sure that the people that are caring for our kids, and I say this as a mom with young children, I am super fortunate that my mother watches my children, but I would expect or hope that if they were in a childcare setting, the people that were caring for them would have just as much love and support for them as family would.
Yes.
That's what you want. That's the ideal. And so it's important to think about who are we hiring as these childcare providers, and also how are we compensating them? Mm. And I think that there are some stats from the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association that are really telling. So I'm just going to give a couple of quick statistics. 82% of early educators have some form of higher education credential. 80% say they work in early care and education because it's their chosen career or profession. So we're talking about individuals who have pursued either an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, or a different credential in childcare to work in this field. They have specifically sought out this field. Now let's talk about the center-based teacher wages, $11 to $13 per hour. For a center-based teacher. So a lot of what you see around the childcare crisis relating to economics is simply that that's not a living wage. That's a poverty-level wage. And so individuals who are childcare providers who are working in this field are looking at other sources of income, and often leaving the childcare industry to take jobs in perhaps retail or dining establishments that pay more than that.
Yeah.
In addition, I will say that the average income of a childcare teacher in Wisconsin is $23,650. And to put this into perspective, that means that a mother of two, so I am a mother of two, working full-time in a childcare center would have to spend 81% of her income to enroll her own two children at that center. 81% to enroll her kids where she teaches childcare.
Yeah. That's daunting to think about. That's just, I mean, there's no words to think about what that can feel like for a young parent being in that situation. Especially when our goal, everything in society tells us, and let alone our own instincts and our own feelings, it's not just I'm not just providing for this kid until they're 18. I need to be here for this child forever, and I need to make sure that I get to this, this, and this. You've got so many things that is, especially a young parent, but even if you've got a couple of kids in already, you're worrying about and thinking about, and then you add this on top of it, and the baby hasn't even breathed yet. It didn't even have a chance to get a name yet or anything.
Right.
And you're already worrying about this stuff. And again, just to add another stat to the great information you've given us, Kayla, nearly 2 million fewer women are in the labor force after the pandemic. It was overwhelming, black and white, like 9 out of 10 of the people that had to quit their job during the pandemic were women. Mm-hmm. And many of them, the overwhelming majority of them, have not been able to go back to the workforce, in part mostly because of childcare concerns.
Right.
Because it's cheaper to stay at home than paying for childcare.
Yeah. And if you think about, so I've experienced this within my own personal life. Friends that I attended UWSP, friends that I've graduated with who have higher education credentials are staying home to be with their kids. And yes, there's certainly a personal choice involved in that in terms of I want to stay home and be with my kids, but it's also a budgetary concern.
Well,
if you have multiple children, it reaches a point where it doesn't make sense to work.
Not that moms and dads don't want to know what it's like to talk to an adult. So I'm not saying that like every parent wouldn't like to like get out of the house a little bit. But most parents would love the idea of being able to financially stay at home and just focus on the kid or something like that. A lot of parents would like to be able to do that. That's not the case. These 2 million women that have not been able to get back to the workforce, it's not as if their bills aren't worrying. You know, hey, the bill man stopped coming, you know, because I wasn't able to go to work or something like that. Like, oh, he understands that I got kids, so they're going to give me a break. That doesn't happen. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's getting breaks from these things. If anything, with the inflation and these things, it's become even harder for families. The idea that two parents working 40-hour-a-week jobs can't still provide for these things is ridiculous. It's a failure on all of us as a society to let it get this bad, to let it have gotten to this place. Now, we can bark about that all we want, or we can get some stuff done and try to fix this.
Right.
And that's where you guys are coming in with this kind of this plan here and everything. And that's I'm not saying, this is fixed, now we're done. Right. I don't mean it like that. But it's only going to get we have to get the ball rolling.
You have to start somewhere.
Yes.
And so that's what this is intended to do. Even, you know, these six strategies each have funding proposals associated with them. And I won't sugarcoat it. I mean, the funding that needs to accompany these in order to get them done is pretty extensive. It's looking at, you know, in total $3 to $5 million for the six identified strategies. Now, that's not to say that if we don't do all six, we're not going to make a difference. If we did one of these, I think we would impact childcare. But this is what we've identified as a starting point. So in addition to recruiting new and upskilling current early childhood teachers, it's also retaining those existing childcare teachers and reducing burnout through some different initiatives that way. And then looking at the financial support that's available for families. So increasing some of the financial dollars to families who need childcare by giving additional supports. And then one of the things that I think is really interesting about these strategies is we're looking at ways to involve other sectors or other industries and combine efforts. So one of the things is partnering with businesses to subsidize childcare slots for their employees. So this has been happening in some other communities across the state and across the country, and it's been pretty successful. So essentially a business would either some businesses are actually starting childcare centers right within their offices for their employees, but others are paying the true cost of care to a childcare provider for their employees and subsidizing childcare that way. And then in addition, there are within childcare provider networks, there are some shared service networks or shared service organizations to kind of centralize some of the administrative work that goes into running a childcare center. So looking at that as a potential way to increase capacity to actually to do the job, the work of caring for children. Obviously, a childcare center, if you think about all of the things that they have to deal with, caring for children is just one small piece of it. Right. There's also a number of rules that need to be followed and licenses that need to be updated and making sure that payroll is done and that your staff have benefits and all of those different pieces. So looking at ways to share some of those costs by centralizing those administrative activities is important. And then the last one is awarding startup and expansion grants to new and existing childcare centers. So if there is a childcare center that could take on more slots, that feels like they could be serving more children, how do we make that happen? Or if there's a new initiative, a new provider that's interested in opening, how do we do that? Or, you know, maybe it's a provider who previously was doing home-based childcare just for a couple of children, you know, family perhaps, and now wants to take it into a licensed provider facility. How do we help them transition?
One other thing that, you know, I don't know if it kind of gets lost in the shuffle for the listener out there or people out there. When it comes to these grants, these programs, this is something, if we get this right, if we do this right, we're not going to need to continue to keep doing grants for it. Like, if it's one of those things that can fix itself. If we get things all where they need to be, all these things Kayla and I have been touching on, the pay is there, the amount of bodies are there, people to do this job, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then it starts to run itself and do what it used to. And we have proof of this because our country used to already do this. Our country used to take care of childcare. Our government used to add into these things. And it worked really well. It did a great job. We've got history to back us on this one, not to mention the statistics that show you if we can get this going to where it's even just a little bit more level, not even at where it should be, but just even a little more level, then we're not going to have the need for as many grants and different things for these programs because we've got childcare provided. We've got the. It's not to say it's a magic bullet and it's going to fix everything.
Right.
But it gets us so much farther and so much better than where we are. So maybe a million of these 2 million people who have not been able to go back to work can do that. And imagine if I tell you that I can put a million people back into the workforce. That sounds like some pretty good numbers,
right? Huge economic impact. And I think that's true. You know, a lot of you could look at this from a very pie in the sky sort of perspective and say, oh, well, it should get back to, you know, 100% perfect dream world childcare community. I don't know that that is feasible.
Right.
But as I said earlier, I think any of these strategies, if implemented, would make a dent in the current challenges in Wood County and across the state and across the country.
And that's a big part of what we got to focus on right now is putting a dent in this thing. You're not going to be able to fix it overnight. This is going to take years. This is may even take generations to get this back and get it right. As Kayla's touched on before, this was an issue already going into it, let alone what the pandemic engulfed with it. So it's going to take all of us, too. I don't care if you're a senior, you're retired, and your kids are all up and raised and all that. You're a taxpayer, ain't you? You like lower taxes? This all adds up. This all adds to that. And I would like to think that the majority of us, we plant a tree not to see it grow ourselves, but for our kids to be able to see it grow.
Right.
Like that's part of life. That's what society's about.
Exactly. Making things better for the next generation.
Yes.
And this is our next generation.
This is literally doing that.
Right.
This is literally the next generation. Kayla, are there other aspects? We only have a minute or two left, but are there other things about this that you'd like to touch on that we really maybe didn't hit home enough or didn't even get a chance to touch on?
I would probably end with a call to action, which would be if this is something that you are passionate about, or you know, if it's something you have a contrary opinion about. Maybe you think we're not on the right track. Definitely let us know. So the Child Care Task Force is a group of community members, as I said, but Kelly Borkart from Child Caring and myself are sort of co-facilitating, co-chairing the group, and we'd be happy to field questions or provide further information. This subject is daunting, and I think that has been made clear within the past 30 minutes that we've had in conversation. We could continue to talk for hours about the subject, and there's tons of research and supporting documentation. So I would just say to the listeners, if anyone is looking to learn more or wants to get involved in this work, we are open to additional collaborators and additional people to join the cause. And so they can reach out to me or to any of the identified task force representatives.
Is there an easy way to get a hold of you, Kayla? Is there a direct path to you? Phone number, email address?
Yeah. So email is K Rumbalski. So again, that crazy Polish last name. R-O-M as in Mary, B-A-L-S-K-I. K Rumbalski at WISC, W-I-S-C .edu.
And do me a favor, say hi to everybody over at Extension for us, wishing you a great Thanksgiving and have a great holiday. And please, we're looking forward to another conversation about this. And maybe when we get together again, maybe things will even be a little improved. And the next time we get together and
after
that. I
would love to be able to report out on what's been happening. So I'll definitely add that to the next time we talk.
I appreciate the time and everything you do, Kayla. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, James.
Be back here tomorrow. Meet us here, everybody, because we'll have much more Morning Magazine for you then. Air at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.